Elliot Forrest in for Leonard Lope today. Could your comfortable couch be as hazardous to your health as a cigarette? It's possible, according to a recently published Australian study that followed 8,800 people over an average of 6 years. Researchers found that people who spent large portions of their day sitting down were much likely to develop cardiac disease, even if they exercised regularly. Dr. Mark Hamilton studies the fledgling field of sedentary physiology in this country, and he's an associate professor of biomedical sciences at the University of Missouri, and I'm pleased to welcome him here. Are you there, doctor?
I am.
Oh, good. Thank you so much for joining us. Were you surprised by this study?
Well, actually not. The study is very valuable, but it actually is supportive of previous work that has been performed on how physical inactivity increases chances for all-cause mortality, and especially through the metabolic diseases related to heart disease and diabetes.
I'm sitting down right now. Should I stand up to do the interview? Is that going to make it better?
Well, it would certainly change a variety of metabolic processes in your body. Oftentimes, people aren't aware that there are actually potent effects of sitting versus not sitting, even if you're not exercising when you're not sitting. And so when you see these effects, sometimes it does make you have reason to stand up and pay attention.
Can you define sedentary for us?
Sure. The way that our laboratory thinks about it is it's just physical inactivity. And so in humans, that's generally sitting when we're awake. We obviously have many different reasons for sitting, and there are seductive behaviors such as TV watching and games, as well as our work itself. And so we oftentimes just call it inactivity physiology because it's studying physical inactivity. But sedentary, you know, the Latin root word for sedentary, sedere, means to sit. But it's come to mean lack of exercise in the last 20, 30 years.
Is there a time limit in which it becomes more dangerous? I mean, if I sit down to tie my shoe, it could be one thing, but hours and hours of television are obviously a different thing. Is there a cutoff point in the middle there?
Well, I think it depends on what you're interested in saying might change. For example, when one's thinking about mortality, of course, there we would have no clue as to how much sitting is too much. Currently, the studies are rather descriptive and have tried to categorize people by their amount of sitting as either high amounts or lower amounts. But when we think about what's happening inside of our body, that's the physiology. How are the parts operating that we've been able to show in both laboratory animals that are healthy and no diseases, as well as in humans sometimes who are healthy and fit and do everything they're supposed to do, that even a single day of physical inactivity will have very potent and profound effects on some metabolic processes, as well as how some genes are operating. There are dozens of genes that can be turned on during physical inactivity within a single day's time. And many of these affect metabolism and cholesterol regulation and other processes that are important for health. So it's not necessarily how much over the time span of years that we're really most concerned about, but rather there can be acute changes.
And is there a difference between sitting and sitting? For example, if I sit at the computer or watch television for, say, 2 or 3 hours, but my wife is reading for 2 or 3 hours, is there a difference physically?
Well, obviously, we and nobody else would have yet studied those types of questions. I mean, at this stage, really the paradigm is just now taking root. But my gut feeling would be that it would not matter what you were doing. It's just physical inactivity. Sometimes people ask me if there's a better way of sitting. And I think that that's maybe where some of the misperceptions are. It's not that sitting itself is bad for you. It's just that when you're sitting, your muscles are inactive and they're turned off. Just like when you measure the heartbeat of a person by an EKG, when the person dies, the heartbeat stops. Well, that's what happens every time we sit down, that the muscles are no longer contracting, just like the heart doesn't contract when it dies. And so the metabolism changes instantly. And then that changes the health of the rest of the person, because muscle makes up such a large part of us in terms of a metabolic organ.
And if I understand it right, even if you do, say, 30 minutes of exercise every day, that doesn't always counteract the effects of being sedentary.
Right. And that's one of the more
intriguing. That's really depressing, actually, you know.
Well, you can think of it as being depressing if you say, hey, I'm doing everything I've been told to do, and that's not enough. But there's actually an optimistic side to this, which is there are many people, in fact, most people prefer not to exercise. To take an hour out of the day to do that is either too time-consuming for many people. Some people that don't enjoy it, and others, it's perhaps ineffective for many reasons. And so we say, well, what else can you do? And it leads to frustration. And that's why less than 5% of Americans exercise regularly. And now what we're saying is there's something else other than exercise that can have potent effects on the body's metabolism and control your cholesterol and your glucose and other things that have been relatively difficult to manage. So there is a positive side to this, and it's depressing to think that we all sit so much, but also it's rather easy to get up. For example, right now as I'm talking to you on the phone, I am not sitting, I'm standing, yet I don't think my productivity is any less because I'm not sitting, and we can certainly avoid sitting in many other examples as well.
All right, I'm going to do it. I'll probably squeak the microphone, but I'm actually going to stand while I talk to you. One of the callers wants to know if you're sitting but doing something active with your arms, like you're a dentist or something like that, working with a patient, is there any difference?
Well, that's another one of those questions that hasn't been addressed. And you mind you that we just introduced this paradigm to scientists a few years ago, and so there's actually probably only a handful of researchers in the world who are still, you know, able to study it. But our research tends to suggest that there are specialized muscles in the legs that are operating for low-intensity contractions when we're doing light movements during standing. And that those muscles are relatively non-fatigable, and so I can stand around on my legs and move around most of the day. Most people are up on their feet much more than you would expect. And the studies suggest about half of the waking day people are on their feet. And that when we've taken muscles out of laboratory animals and dissected them, it's the muscles that are the dark meat, just like in chicken. There's dark meat in the legs, and there's white meat in the breast. Well, that dark meat in the legs is very different biochemically than the meat in the breast. And that's the muscle that's very effective at getting fat out of the bloodstream. And we've learned that it's those muscles that are impacted by inactivity and not the white muscle. Whereas exercise seems to work more on the white muscle than the red muscle. So it's actually working on two different types of tissue.
You and I are now standing. What else can people do? Because desk jobs, I mean, I even think about my commute, how long I sit while I'm commuting.
Right. I mean, I hate to go back to you again, but there are really just a handful of studies in the literature right now. And so the practical tips are still eluding us, and that we might be a few years off of being able to tell you what's best. Yeah, remember that with exercise studies that have been performed for decades by hundreds and hundreds of studies have whittled it down to a very clean and precise recommendation that we know is both effective as well as simple to do, which is 30 minutes of exercise on most days of the week. With sitting, we can't tell you how much is too much or what's the best alternative. But at this stage, it's more identifying that there are potent effects of inactivity that are very hazardous to health. It's sort of analogous to the recent identification of BPA or plastics can cause cancer. Or maybe years ago we learned that excessive exposure to sunlight can cause cancer. Or secondhand smoke can cause heart disease. And so we're at the stage now where we're saying we're identifying a new hazard, And hopefully in the future, we'll have more practical tips.
All right. Well, I'm just going to stand up a lot more. I think that's a good start for everybody. I've been speaking with Professor Mark Hamilton, who studies inactive physiology at Pennington Biomedical Research Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We've been discussing a new study that links the time you spend watching television or sitting down to a lot of other things to a higher death rate. Thank you for joining us, and thanks for the good information.
Sure. Glad to help.